Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Cry out with joy and gladness. Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. We don't have to jump into the deep end to understand our text today. From the very opening lines of our readings, we are told very specifically what we should be doing here and now. Rejoicing. Even before our readings, the mood is set. As I prayed for us all in the opening prayer, O God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. This pink-candled Sunday, as I mentioned, is known as Gaudete Sunday, a title taken from the entrance antiphon, the simple introductory verse offered for each Mass, which we generally express more elaborately on the weekend with song. Gaudete in Domino Semper, rejoice in the Lord always. A line taken straight from our reading from Philippians, which Tom proclaimed for us this morning. Gaudete Sunday. I shall say it again, rejoice. This moment works best if we have really tried to stick with Advent, have tried to slow ever so slightly, have been looking at a creche with no baby, a wreath still not fully lit. While this focus on the season gets us here, gets us to the right emotional place for us to really feel it, I'll use an example from another season, my favorite season, Mardi Gras, or maybe more precisely, Carnival. I know here I am continuing to advocate, not looking forward, staying in the now, stealing away a little Advent calm, but bear with me. The church today recognizes the preparation we have done spiritually, but also as our feet may feel and our calendars undoubtedly read, physically. We're not quite there yet, but we're close. Close enough to rejoice. O God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. So where are we exactly this third Sunday in Advent? Who are we exactly at this moment? We're that kid with toes hanging off the curb, neck giraffed down St. Charles Avenue, ready for the moment. We've made it to the parade route here, but the Entergy truck hasn't quite tapped a tree limb yet. The king and queen are still out of sight. I've learned a little more each year what it takes to get to that moment. Packing the ladders, the tarps, the ice chests and coolers on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen. To get those toes on a curb on a New Orleans parade route these days requires someone seemingly to get sleeping bags out there first. Let's not even talk about Orleans Avenue, where someone undoubtedly has a beat-up couch already holding his spot for Endymion. Preparation. The list goes on and on and on, and it's that moment of excitement, that moment of expectant waiting, that moment of very nearness the church proposes today. On Gaudete Sunday, we're that kid, toes hanging off the curb, neck giraffed down the street, ready for the moment. Okay, but what if we just showed up, are behind a mountain of ladders and a horde of college students? Now, we could push to the front as the parade rolls up, but we know better than that. Without strong preparation the previous couple weeks, how can we make use of it today? As a rider, officially the chaplain of the crew of Toth, nothing delights me more from my up-top perch than seeing the person in the back row engaged. Pull out your chair, make friends with your neighbor, enjoy it now. It doesn't take much to be prepared, even if late. Listen to our saint of the season, John the Baptist, answer that "what do we do to be ready" question again in our gospel. Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none. Whoever has food should do likewise. To tax collectors, stop collecting more than what is prescribed. To soldiers, do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse. Be satisfied with your wages. Translation for us: in your everyday life, live well, justly, kindly. Stop jockeying for position. Resist selfishness. Loosen the grip of sin. Hold firmer to charity. And then you'll be ready. No matter where you think you are at this moment, in the front of the church or just barely inside, on the curb or all the way on the other side of the NutriGround. Gaudete in Domino Semper. Rejoice in the Lord always. We prepare today, which leads us to rejoice.